Oh, well, you know, Danny, I always have something to say. Listen, if Patrick Mahomes has a dad bod, I'm signing up. You know, I've dabbled in some online dating myself, and I want to get into that dad bod and body styles. Like,
yeah.
When you sign up for that, they get you to pick all these different things.
So hang on. I need to interrupt you. Sorry. So you are saying you've done online dating?
You can say that, yes.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I wanted to double check.
Life, yeah, we don't have a choice anymore. You know, nobody meets at the grocery store. Nobody talks to each other. You know, I go to funerals. I can't meet anybody there either.
No, that would be a bit awkward, right? Yeah. Okay.
Well,
sorry to interrupt.
You know?
Okay. So
a friend
online
indeed is a friend indeed. You know. But anyway, back to the online dating.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to take it right back to the very start when you make your profile and they make you pick your body type. Sometimes it's like average, muscular. When somebody's average, when I think average, I think, okay, yeah, I'm average. But then I put myself between me and an actually textbook average body in the textbook whatever definition. I'm not average at all. I'm a little thicker than average. Okay. But in my mind, I'm like a feather, right?
Right.
So when you meet these people and you think you're going for average, the average times five comes out behind the door.
Oh, think, my gosh.
Okay, not right. And then the people with no pictures. If you don't have a picture,
right,
you're in a relationship with somebody else. Trust me.
People
like, oh, well, no, I don't have one uploaded. Listen, you're on the internet.
Right.
You have a picture uploaded somewhere. So you're telling me you're not what you're saying you are.
I get it. But here's my question. Do you have to answer that question about body type? Or is that because then that might closely match to someone who might be interested in that body type? I don't know. Is that how that works?
Well, it's all algorithm, right? So, they get you to fill out all this stuff, basically tells you about what you ate when you were in kindergarten and what your favorite food was like. But then they match you with somebody that maybe has one missing limb, one that maybe wants to, have a hot tub with his mother. Like, trust me when I tell you, I've experienced every single one of these, including somebody borrowing my car and never coming back.
Borrowing your car and not coming back?
They found him 5 months later in Fredericton, New Brunswick on a high-speed chase, which apparently, crashed my car. Apparently the stores are better there. That's all I think.
Never a dull moment. You lead a very interesting life.
We could talk about online dating for a whole show. My advice is, please, just be honest right off the top.
Yeah. Yeah,
I might not be for you, but I might be for the next person. And so this is what I'm saying to people.
Yeah.
Don't pretend that you're somebody you're not, because we eventually going to meet.
Yeah, and the truth will come out, really. That's
right.
What it is. And I actually agree with you. I've never tried it. I've never done online dating. But yeah, you're right.
Your wife is wonderful, so you don't
thanks,
need to.
Thanks, Nikki. Thank you. But yeah, you just be honest, and that's what it's
that's
all
it.
About. So anyway.
That's right.
Well, there we have it. Nikki, I appreciate the text, as always, and the calls, and you got something to say, and that is so great.
Right, sure.
I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Perfect. See you then, Danny.